Natalia Crespo was an undergrad majoring in industrial biotechnology at the University of Puerto Rico when Maria hit. She remembers what it was like as the hurricane approached.
Classes got canceled a few days before, and they were like, oh, secure your apartments and get home if you can get home. If not, then just kind of sit tight and brace for the storm.
Soon Maria hit with winds around 155 miles per hour, and the news coverage was dramatic.
Let me just let our cameraman give you a shot of this. It is quite extraordinary.
Millions of people, millions of Americans, are now approaching a week without power or clean water. Many others are without access to drugs or doctors. NPR's Camille.
The university's fall semester was canceled entirely, but the school tried to make up the lost time.
By then, it was like, oh yeah, we're determined to finish in time, so we will finish even if it's the last thing we do. So they just kind of crammed the rest of the semester into basically January and February. We finished finals, we had like 2 days off, and then we just restarted the next semester right afterward.
With damage to labs and other problems at the university, many students looked elsewhere to continue their studies. Crespo and several others applied for a federal aid program through the University at Buffalo. Its Houtman-Woodward Research Institute soon became a place for the four Puerto Rican students to finish their research. Three out of the four students were on the island during the hurricane.
And then when the hurricanes hit, we decided that we had to change our strategy. The things that we were offering were no longer really needed. They needed something different. So we created somewhat of a relief fund through our center where we tried to bring them off the island so they could continue their research.
That's Dr. Bill Bauer, the Associate Education and Diversity Director for BioXL Research in Buffalo. It's a science and technology center for the National Science Foundation, and Bauer works closely with the students from Puerto Rico. At UB, Crespo was getting the chance to finish her research before returning home. However, her move came with some complications.
Some of the classes that I need are not going to be offered for who really knows how long. So my graduation expectative just kind of shot up. I was supposed to graduate next year. Now, at best, I'm graduating in 2 years, maybe 2.5 years.
Now she's hoping to complete her undergraduate degree here at UB or somewhere else in the United States. Frances Herrera is another Puerto Rican student whose plans to return to the island are on hold. She was studying here when Hurricane Maria hit and will complete a biophysics PhD program in December.
Our university has so many limitations. It used to be that we had like all the resources that we needed, but over the last years, you know, the economy being what it is, when equipment gets damaged, there's no money to fix it. There's no money to buy a new one.
But in Buffalo at Houtman Woodward, Frances gets the opportunity that she would not have if she had stayed in Puerto Rico.
Since I'm a PhD student, being here in Buffalo gives me the opportunity to graduate.
Dr. Bauer hopes that this helps to build a stronger relationship with Puerto Rican researchers and the Buffalo community.
I'm hoping that the people at UB and the people in Buffalo will realize the potential in the students of Puerto Rico and will maybe more actively recruit from the island and potentially give them some more opportunities.
Now, almost a year after Hurricane Maria, Buffalo is helping these displaced students rebuild their education while Puerto Rico is still rebuilding from the storm. For WBFO News, I'm Juliana Sebastian.